Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ksubis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Yod. Here's another Tanai Ksuba that he can't get away with, even if he doesn't write it into the Ksuba. Loi Kasav Lo, if the husband does not write in the Shtar. Now before we say what he doesn't write, let me explain to you what the case is over here. Let's say someone has two wives. From one wife he has two sons, from the other wife he has four sons. Both wives pass away when the husband is still alive. He yarshins all of her property. A husband yarshins his wife. Whatever's written in the ksuba that she brought into the marriage, he yarshins. Now, the amount of money that he owes his wife through the ksuba, if she has sons, goes to those sons. So what's going to happen is the two sons from one wife are going to come and say, they're going to say to their brothers, when father passed away, he owed our mother 200 zuz. So they're going to each get 100. Assuming that's all that was in the ksuba. There could be a lot more in the ksuba, but let's assume, just to understand the case. It was just the 200 zuz, and they say, look, that's what father owed our mother. Now we know that father Yarshin mother, when she passed away, so really all the sons, even from the other wives, we should divide everything equally, but no. The takanas chachamim is, only we, the sons of this mother, get the money of her ksuba before anything else is divided. So if in the ksuba it said 200 zuz and there are two sons, those two sons only are going to get first 200 zuz. That's like a debt that has to be paid up. But then the other wife that died had four sons. Let's say in her ksuba it also said only 200 zuz. Now these four are going to come and they're going to say to their brothers, we have to get our mother's ksuba. So there's four sons, each is going to get 50, or however many sons there are, that's how it's going to be divided. Once that's done, now we take the rest of the estate, and it's divided equally amongst all the other brothers. That's what's supposed to be. And if he somehow conveniently forgets to write this, guess what? It's going to happen anyway, because it's a Tanai Bezdin. So Zok the Mishnah. Loi Kasav Lo, even if one did not write for his wife in the Ksub, that benin dichrin di hevi lechimenoi, benin dichrin, the boy children that you have from me, inun yarsin kisaf kisipsich, they are going to yarshin the money of your ksuba. Yasser al chulkehain di imachayain, in addition to the portion of the estate that they're going to yarshin equally with all of the stepbrothers from another wife. If you don't write this, chayiv. It doesn't make a difference. Chayiv. He's still mechuyev to fulfill it. Shu tanai bezin. Bezin made this tanai. Now remember, the standard ksuba is 200 zuz for someone who was never married. Now could be one of the wives had a larger ksuba. Could be in the ksuba for one of the wives he wrote 1,000 zuz. So her children are going to get 1,000 zuz before everything is equally divided amongst the other brothers. Now you know why Chazal made this takana? A person wants his daughter to get married. He offers a dowry, a nadin. But maybe a father's not going to want to give such a nadin for his daughter because he's going to think. If his daughter passes away before her husband and the husband has sons from a different wife, so the sons from the other wife are going to yarshin this money that I gave to my daughter? So Mamela, this way the father's a guarantee that whatever is written in the ksuba, the 200 zuz plus the money that she brings in, that's going to go only to this wife's children. So the father who's marrying off a daughter is going to say, whatever I give now to my daughter, I'm guaranteed that part is going to go just to my Einiklach. Now, there's an important takan over here that the Batanura mentions, and we're going to see more about that later. This takana that the children of each wife are going to get their ksuba, and only then the rest of the money is going to be divided, is assuming that there will be at least some money left to be divided amongst all the brothers equally. There has to be at least a dinner left. In other words, how much money does this father have? How much did he leave? At least one dinner more than after paying up the ksubas to his wives. Because we have to be mekayim the din Yerusha min HaTorah. If you don't have that extra dinner, then we don't do this takana of paying up the ksubas first. If the father doesn't have enough money to pay up the ksubas plus a dinner, right from the start, we just divide whatever the father has between all the sons.